take a spin on the thrilling, say it with me, Wheel of Topics!
It's the Muses Topic Wheel. We're gonna spin it around. It's the Dunham and Miller Topic Wheel. You can't stop it.
All right, we do this when we run out of things to talk about. The topic wheel folks will wheel that topic wheel into the studio, loaded with four potential topics. We'll give it a spin, and whatever it lands on, that's what we have to talk about for the rest of the segment. So here are the candidates this morning. Candidate number one, thermos talk.
Ooh.
I don't know if I can do 10 minutes on a thermos.
Well, I could.
Candidate number two, entertainment center talk. Candidate number three, the national anthem. Should NFL players be forced to stand at attention? Oh, man. I hope it doesn't land. Golly, what a buzzkill that'll be. And candidate four, Channel 8's Cynthia Izaguirre's five favorite holiday recipes talk. I don't even know if I know her five favorite holiday recipes.
I'd like to find out.
All right, let's give it a spin and see what we're going to be talking about. Oh, look, it's thermos talk.
It's going to land on the anthem. No, look, it's going to land on the anthem.
Oh, no. Oh, no, wait, it's not.
Already?
I thought it was going to come back around, but I guess not.
Look at this, guys. It's an entertainment center talk.
What is an entertainment center?
You know, the ennui that you may put your TV on.
Speak French again.
Ennui.
Armoire?
I don't know.
Entertainment centers actually started in the 1960s, and I think all three of us, our parents, had this, where it was the console. And I know my parents had the console, but not the TV console. It wasn't built in. It was the turntable / 8-track tape console.
Console stereo.
Yeah.
With the big speakers hidden by the furniture design out front.
I still have the one that I grew up with.
But it's not working, right?
Well, the radio works in it.
Oh, okay.
But, of course, the turntable needs the belts replaced and things like that.
Well, I don't know how our stereo like that survived my high school years. I used to crank that thing. Yeah. Just knowing I could blow those speakers, and they never did.
I thought they were so magical.
Oh, yeah.
We were always listening to Charlie Rich, Elvis's Moody Blue album. That was a common one on our console stereo. Did you ever have the Moody Blue record? It was a blue translucent record.
No.
Which was magical. Anytime they printed a record that was not in the standard, you know, opaque black vinyl.
Not black.
Then entertainment centers in the 80s. Morphed into the giant piece of furniture that you put the TV in, and then you had some shelves down below where you put your VCR and your stereo equipment.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
And yet now, the entertainment center, that piece of furniture, is almost obsolete.
It is obsolete.
Because we were laughing a couple of weeks ago. Somebody posted in the Cumulus Cafe here at work, for sale, entertainment center. And I think George came in and said, who's going to buy that?
Nobody wants them. Because no TVs need them.
But
they're so huge. They're so bulky. They're so dominating of a room.
Got to dust them.
And who still has one? Do you still have one, Sean?
I got rid of mine, gave it to my aunt and uncle. They were happy to take it for their game.
Whoa, really? George, you still got a TV inside one of those entertainment centers that has about 50 times the depth that you need?
You know what? I kind of do, too.
In a bedroom.
Yeah. I've got one of those.
But mine is because when I bought the house many, many years ago, the entertainment center was built in.
Yeah.
And I've had to reconfigure it. Stellar, the folks at Stellar came out in the spring and they kind of reconfigured the cabinet to where it's more of the flat screen look since everybody's got the big flat screen TVs now. But I still have all that depth behind the TV.
Right.
All that space.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got a couple of built-ins too, so I guess I'm guilty of that.
Hey,
but I remember back 20 years ago, that was like the first piece of furniture we bought was that, because it was like the focal point of your living room.
Yeah, it's the most important one. It's where your TV went.
Yeah, I want that one.
Yeah. That's a beautiful one.
And they're expensive. I remember just thinking it was the most expensive piece of furniture I think we ever bought at that time.
And now, run by a Salvation Army, and you'll see a whole wall of them there that nobody's buying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now you mount the TV.
God, yeah.
No, Gordon
not
does
not
that.
The way you do it, Gordon. You mount the TV on the wall.
It's the perfect input.
And then you have your tiny speakers built in somewhere into the room, and then you control, you don't need a giant, a lot of times you don't need even need a giant receiver or anything. You control your music from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how streamlined it's gotten.
Yeah.
So my parents had one of these entertainment centers, like everybody did, and my dad had the old Toshiba TV, 32-inch, that was about 5 feet deep, and he rode that thing out for forever, long after the picture was all bad and only half the screen worked, and, well, I can see half of it, that's enough. I get the idea. Dad, listen, you need to get a new TV. He never would do it, so finally I went and bought Dad a big screen TV. So he didn't need the depth of the cabinet anymore. As a matter of fact, with the ratio that you have now on the big screen TVs, a lot of them won't fit inside the entertainment center when you go from that 4:3 format to the 16:9 or whatever it is. So it won't fit in the entertainment center, but my dad wouldn't get rid of the entertainment center. Because your mother made me pay so much for it, I'm going to wring every last bit of life out of this thing.
We're going to get my money's worth out of it.
So I said, Dad, you need to get rid of it. The TV's not going to go in there. So then I go over there one day, and there is the entertainment center sitting where it always is. But there, also sitting with it, is the TV. And what my dad had done, he took a, it's an ingenious solution. He took a handsaw, okay? So imagine the top compartment of the entertainment center.
All right.
Now imagine sawing off the sides of that, the biggest compartment, which down below, of course, you have room for VCRs and stuff on different shelves.
Uh-huh.
But where the TV goes, that compartment, he sawed it off about 6 inches, let's say, above the shelf.
Okay.
Took the top of the entertainment center off. Took those sides, sawed them down 6 inches above the shelf, and then put the top on it, and then set the TV on top.
That's great.
It looks beautiful, and it's perfect. I mean, it like looks like it was intended that way. And he did it with a handsaw.
Wow.
And I was like, Dad, I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
But it looks like a finished piece of furniture, and the TV now sits on the top of the entertainment center, which has been lowered all the way down.
Genius.
To where the, basically where the shelf used to be.
That's a great idea.
For the TV.
Yeah, I got on this site that has repurposed entertainment centers. If you can imagine a bed being up against a real wide one that has shelves on both sides, it's almost like the built-in headboard.
Mm-hmm.
Repainting them and making them like a kid's play kitchen. Like your stove is where the TV used to be, and
the
refrigerator is the like the shelves going up the side. You know, they put new doors on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people in wet bars, people using them for, you know, put the glasses on the top, and then put your booze where the, I guess, VHS tapes used to go. But yeah, that's what people are doing with them now because they don't use them for TVs for sure.
And my brother-in-law, who's handy with carpentry type stuff, he built everybody in the family an entertainment center, and the one that they have in their house, well, now it's the TV doesn't fit, right? Like where your dad ran into and everybody runs into. His solution was, because he built shelves on either side of the TV pocket, he just carved out those shelves on each side and just made a wider TV cabinet area, you know. So everybody's having to do all of this adjustment on the fly. They're having to
get a handsaw.
To get a handsaw so that the entertainment center will still fit. Sean, you brought up something that was always a problem when I had my huge, bulky entertainment center with that piece of furniture. No one ever dusts the top of it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Or behind it where all the wires are.
Yes.
Just the dust bunnies galore.
And when you start to take it apart or take out that equipment, there's 6 inches of dust.
Yeah, it's gross.
And I always liked the trick that everybody thought they were playing. Why did they even put giant doors on the entertainment center to close in the TV? It's like, hello, guests. Welcome to my house. Oh, that's just a beautiful piece of furniture.
Yeah, don't look behind that door. There's nothing
inside
there.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. It's just a gorgeous piece of furniture.
We don't watch TV.
Right. Why is everyone trying to hide that?
I don't know, but that was real important to get those doors to close it up.
Right. Yeah. You thought the TV was ugly, or you wanted to pretend you didn't watch? I don't know.
It's like the... I think because the TV is kind of like the toilet of the mind. You know, you put doors on the bathrooms. You don't want to see toilets when you go over to people's houses. Mm-hmm. You want to close up the mental toilet, too, of the TV. It's just ugly to look at back in the old days. Nowadays, I think people were so proud of our big flat screens. We put them on the wall. We designed the room around them.
Nowadays, we put it over the fireplace, which used to be reserved for the family portrait or your prized piece of art.
Yes, or Santa.
By the way, that makes me nervous.
What?
TV over the fireplace.
Me too.
I know. It's too high.
It is too high. And what about the heat? There's got to be too much heat going up there.
Most of us don't have working fireplaces, George.
I didn't say I had one.
You know, scientists say that the TV needs to be at eye level, that if you have it up too high, it's very uncomfortable for your eyeballs and your mind.
I think it's supposed to be like just above eye level.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Death Star. It's too high.
It is too high.
Everyone has to look up.
Unless you're in the upper deck.
Get crookneck.
And then it's too low.
You know, there's also an optimum sitting distance. You're supposed to size the TV according to the distance that you sit from it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have the formula?
I don't have the formula, but I could get it.
Ooh. I'm impressed.
Yeah. A lot of people buy too big of a television set.
Yep.
And it fatigues their eyes.
I believe it.
Norm's calculating it for me right now.
Do we have some P1s who have failed smile on their way to work because they still have the old entertainment center?
Oh, yeah.
And they would like to get rid of it?
I think I'm one of them.
You have failed smile?
Yeah, a little bit. We still have one and we still use it. And it's a freestanding one.
And I guess I still have it too because my built-in, it was just too much work to rip it all out.
Right.
You put a false back. I guess it's not a false back, but you boarded up the thing about a third into it. Is that what they did?
No, they put the TV on a mount from the back wall forward. So now it's at the front of the cabinet.
Oh, it extends beyond the edges.
Yeah, like it
of its space.
No, it fits within the edges. They had to widen it just a little bit to make it fit. And it's not a giant TV or anything, but it's a decent size.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just they put the speakers like above and below it, but it's not blacked out completely. But it doesn't look awkward. It looks like it fits.
Mm-hmm.
But to rip out the entire entertainment center, you would have had to. Then you're redoing floor and walls, and it's there's still a deep part of the house there.
Yeah. You want to keep it stained grade, it's going to be a problem.
All right, that's entertainment center talk. We did it.